This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us right now, Julian Edelman, brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing, Manchester, Boston, Regional Airport, and Needham Bank. Can we be your bank? Good morning, Julian. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Same to you guys.
Yeah. Good morning. Wiggy and James here in for the Hill Man and Danielle and well, Wiggy's here every Friday, so you know this, you know that voice, right?
I do.
Yeah, you do. So coming off the win last Sunday, and back-to-back wins over the Eagles and now the Cowboys, what's sort of the mindset of this team going into Sunday night against the Houston Texans on Sunday Night Football?
I think the mindset is just to continually try to go out and improve and build your team and get ready for, you know, a very, very big, important game against a team that is playing very well and a team that knows us. We seem to play them every year. That's kind of the mindset right now, I think.
Now, Brady talked on the Greg Hill Show, and he talked about the receiving core, and he said how you've done a tremendous job as being a leader, especially with some of these young guys. And, you know, obviously it's another game. You know, those leadership qualities come into play again. Heading down to a hostile environment, what are you telling some of the younger guys, you know, hey, as we start to get closer towards the end of the season and we start to play these tough games on the road, what are some of the things that you're advising them moving forward?
I think, you know, the game changes when you get past Thanksgiving. This is usually like real football season. It's a grind for, you know, usually younger guys because they're not necessarily used to playing this many games, especially the two rookies. So, you know, just kind of stay in your routine and continually try to go out and practice and work on things you need to work on. And that's kind of been what I've been trying to tell them and trying to show them. This is the meat and potatoes of the season right here. This ain't no side piece. This ain't no side dish.
Piece,
you know what I mean?
All right.
Side dish. So it's kind of one of those things. And they're doing a good job, and they're going out, and they're working hard, and they're practicing hard, and that's what we continually need.
When you talk about N'Keal Harry and Jacoby Myers, last week they were utilized a lot just due to the absence of Mohamed Sanu and Philip Dorsett. And it's going to take a while, obviously, for them to get in the circle of Tom Brady's trust. How long do you think it took you to where Brady finally said, all right, I can go to this guy, number 11?
I think I have to continually earn that trust. And that's just through constant repetition and practice, constant communication, and constant consistency of going out and doing it. And those are the things that you have to do if you want to be on the same page with, you know, a guy that's been in the same system for a very, very long time. He's played with a lot of elite players that have played in this system, and you know he's seen a lot. So the better you can communicate and consistently show it in practice, and those are usually the things that make him go out and trust you. The more you see it in practice execution becomes game reality, that's kind of a saying around here, and we really take that to heart.
Now, Julian, you're having a Pro Bowl caliber season, and the thing that I noticed, and you're able to week in and week out make plays, create opportunities for yourself, but you get a lot of double coverage, right? So how do you really focus and make sure that you understand going into games that you're going to be doubled, but you're going to have to create opportunities for yourself? Are there things that you kind of look at and say, all right, I got to take advantage of this, or I got to take advantage of that?
I think our coaches do a great job of you know, moving me around and doing those types of things to help me out with whatever case we're getting. And, you know, it's one of those things where if you go out and you have a play call for you and you get the look that you want, you have to go out and execute it. And you may only get that look once a game, and you know, that's kind of, you know, what I try to do.
Right.
You know, it's you got to make the play when your number's called and you get the look that you guys want for that play, and plain and simple. Or you just go out and you just do what's in the scheme and what the coach is asking you to do, and they usually drop some good stuff with me. So,
right.
You know, I'll try to continue that.
Speaking with Julian Edelman here on the Greg Hill Show with Wiggy and James, you know, Tom Brady at times this year, numerous times actually, has given credit to the defense and special teams as really sort of caring, being the strength of the team this year. He's also expressed his frustration, like after the Eagles game, with the offense. Why has the offense struggled so much this season at times?
I think we've made plays when we've had to. It's just we've got a new group. It's a very young group. You know, and it's an ongoing thing to find and make your machine a machine. You know, you're constantly working on it. You're constantly going to work. You're constantly going to the meetings, and you're finding your identity. And you go out and you try to work on those things. And you know, Rome wasn't built overnight. Now, so it's one of those things where you just got to go out and bring your hard hat, your lunch pail to work, and just keep on grinding away, and good things happen. So, it's not necessarily perfect, but we're winning ball games, and you know, we have a huge task ahead of us this week with Houston, which is a really good team, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Now, how confident is it for you as an offensive unit to know that you have a defense over there that is playing at a level that they're playing at, and they're generally going to give you one, maybe two opportunities a game where you can really flip field position or give you some good field position? How good does that feel to be on that side of the football and going, no, hey, we might get one or two shots where we could be inside the opponent's 40-yard line because of our defense creating turnovers?
I mean, that you feed off that, and that's something, you know, that's been a blessing. That's insane this year. I mean, our defense, yeah, you gotta literally just say, hey, we got a good defense. Our special teams are doing unbelievable. They got three blocked punts. They got they've been flipping field position for us. Jake Bailey's been killing it. You know, as a young punter. And you got Slate and the Eads, Ebs. I call them Eads, Ebner. They'll get mad at me for that. But, you know, you got a bunch of guys that have played a lot of ball and a lot of important games over there that have new guys that have been in the system and believe in the system and buy into the system. And, you know, that's definitely, you know, a confidence booster for your team, and it allows you to play complementary football, and complementary football is very dangerous, so that's what we're going to continue to try to do, and you know, obviously we want to go out there and be a lot better. I think after every week, after every game I've played in my career, whether, you know, you go up and you win 10-7 or you win 35-7 32 or 35 to 4 or whatever. Whatever scores out there, you always think, man, I'll be left so much out there. You left this out. You left that. And right. That's always going to be there. Usually the teams that can learn from those things, teams that can take those things in that didn't necessarily work, or the teams that take the things in that did work and can adjust and learn from them, those are the times we've had some success. So it's a new year, it's a new team, and we're still in the heat of it. And this is where you're going to find out about your team in these next few weeks.
Julian Edelman joins us here on the Greg Hill Show, the Wiggy and James. You know, I was thinking about this the other day, is that to make a comparison of you've seen whether some dynasties in the NFL, which really over the last 20 years there's only been one, and it's here in New England. But you look at other sports, Golden State Warriors, they had a six-year run. And now they're the worst team in the NBA. And just juxtapose that to the Patriots. And it's like, this thing keeps going. Like this all started back when you were in junior high school, okay? Then you get drafted, and it's still going 20 years later. Do you ever just, while you're in it, do you ever just sometimes sit back and be like, wow, this is unbelievable. This thing continues to go every year for two decades straight in a league that is predicated on parity.
You got bigger fish to fry in your head. You know, it's a cool thing, and obviously you're thankful and blessed to be a part of this. But you have a job at hand that you're trying to get done, and you have goals, and you have baby goals each day. You know, every day you wake up and you want to work on something to make your game better, or you're trying, with football, there's so many other things going on that you get distracted by sometimes, or naive about the big picture of, what people think or what's really going on, because you just get focused in your day-to-day of what you have to do to continue to try to be good. Maybe one day when I'm older and I'm sitting back and having a pina colada or something, I'll be able to
enjoy
think
it.
About those types
I didn't
of things,
take you as a pina colada guy, Julian. I thought you
I
were.
I'm not gonna lie. I love
pina coladas.
Pina colada sometimes.
Yeah, they're very good. Now, this is my last question.
Isn't that a vacation type?
No, I don't think there's anything.
Do you got the umbrella too with it?
Or a mojito or something.
Yeah, pina coladas. I'm a huge fan of coconut and vanilla. Now, Julian, this is my last question. Last question. I think this is the most important question of all. It's Black Friday. What type of specials we got going on at the JE11 Apparel? I know you got them hot boogeyman shirts, so I know you got to have some cool Black Friday specials going on.
We got a bunch of stuff. If you guys go on to JE11.com, check it out. But my focus is on Houston. I'm so thankful for all the people that go out there and support what we got going on in all corners of everything. But I'm thinking about the Houston Texans right now. This is a huge game. It's a very big game going on the road in a hostile environment, Sunday Night Football. Against a really good football team in November after Thanksgiving. So this is the stuff you live for. So that's where my mind's at, but JE11.com.
There you go. All right, we before we let you go, Julian, we have the Twisted Question of the Week brought to you by Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. All right, so Kyrie Irving, former Celtic, who wore the number that you wear, number 11, when he was here in Boston, did not come back to the city on Wednesday night. The fans were chanting Kyrie sucks, even though he wasn't there. Then he goes to Instagram and sort of insinuates, in terms of Boston sports fans, said, quote, "It happens all the time, and tonight just shows how sports/entertainment will always be ignorant and obtrusive," end quote. Your thoughts on all that?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I didn't hear about that or about that, and you know, it's sports and sports. That's part of sports. If you know, you leave a place, especially a passionate place like Boston, you know, things like that could happen. So, you know, I'm fortunate enough where I've played my whole career here, and I want to play my whole career here. So, you know, I'll keep my focus on that and worry about these Houston Texans.
Yeah, you will never have to worry about anybody in New England saying Edelman sucks. I can guarantee you that. That's the Twisted Question of the Week brought to you by Twisted Tea this winter. Tailgate New England style with Twisted Tea hard iced tea. Good luck in
Houston, luck,
Julian.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
You too.
Later. Happy
right.
Thanksgiving to everyone out there.
All right, same to you, bro.
Yep.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.